This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hour number three, and I know you said it in the previous hour for Teddy Atlas, but however, Bart, we know what hour number three
is. The shower hour! That's when I spit on the mic.
It's not.
Hot fire, Dylan. Okay.
It's not the shower
hour. It's still that. All right, I'm ready. Ready?
What hour is it?
The power hour.
That is right. And you know what? Who better to bring into the power hour?
All he did was run the power.
That's right.
And I had to be on the other end of the power all the time. Big, heavy, just breathing.
You were on the wrong end of the power.
Hey, everybody. Willie's pulling. Jeez. Bringing back bad memories of
Willie Colon. He's a good memory. He joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, guys? I was all about the shower hour. I was like, man, this is about to get interesting.
Hey, we saw you about that Peloton hour yesterday, man. Hey, man, why you got no clip-ins in? I see you in there doing your weight loss thing. You and Whitey getting it right?
Bart, my feet too big, bro. I got to go with the strap. I'm rocking those 17s. They ain't got 17-size bike shoes.
Yeah, not
17
yet.
D-E-Whip, Z-Whip.
Exactly. From oddballs.com. Shout out. That's where I get my shoes.
Oh, man. All right. Well, at least you're on the bike. Now I got to get your name so we can link up.
But... Hey, can we ask the fans for something, man? Can we get anybody to send us a deep dish bar stool so Willie won't fall off the set when we on TV on Sundays?
Man, they doing us dirty, man.
We call it HR.
They doing us dirty.
They shouldn't give you a stool. They should give you a pub table. I mean, let's be honest.
Something. Between my back and butt cheeks, I'm numb by the time I get off the set.
He's sitting right on his sciatic nerve, man.
Yeah. And right. And I gotta turn and look at Bart and yell at Doosable, man. It's they got me like a bear on a unicycle.
And the way the Jets are playing it, for those who don't understand, so Bart and Willie are on the pre and post game show on SNY in New York for Jets games. Yes. So that's what we're talking about. Their setup, I guess you're doing social distancing.
Yeah, social distancing, so we can't have a desk. So they got to sit in these three quarters. I'm fine because I'm 240. Chili Willie and Deuce will be sitting up there about the – Willie almost said – he sneezed and almost tipped forward because he barely said no.
Well, with that in mind, Willie, let me start then, because we mentioned that you guys do the Jets games. The Jets, a nice little brunch with the Jets in London, and they play the Falcons, and they come off a win that whatever it takes to get a win, you get a win. But, boy, they did everything they could to give it away. They still get it. It's their first one. Is there anything that you can draw from that game that they come into a game now against the Falcons, who are missing some pieces, are not a really, not a really good team, that could actually get them their second win of the season?
Well, hopefully they understand they have an opportunity to change the narrative. You know, there was so much talk about how the team has got awful and Zach Wilson wasn't ready and, the same old Jets. And now they have an opportunity to go into London and play an Atlanta team and get a win, and not just steal a win, but hopefully win. And it's not surprising fashion, but in believable fashion. Me and Bart sat on a post game and talked about how, it's good to see Zach Wilson make those throws and him rise up in those moments. But they could play a better football, a better brand of football, because the way they played isn't going to get you wins in this league. They just happen to get that one. And you want to see this defense be a lot smarter. You want to see Zach Wilson make more efficient throws, be better on third down. And for this offensive line to really form some type of identity in the run game. Mm. And they can all do that this Sunday. And hopefully, Ron, you've been in New York a bunch of times. You know when the Jets start winning, good times are ahead. But hopefully they don't drink that juice and they stay away from it and understand that, this team can really change the narrative if they beat the Falcons and they go into it, they go get off the bye week. And then they have New England ahead, a team they can beat if they're on their P's and Q's. So hopefully that's on the bulletin board for them to look at, and they can get it done come Sunday.
Hey, Willie, one of the concerns going into this season, especially when they let go Bless Austin, was the cornerback position. It's been a non-issue as you think about Bryce Hall and you think about Michael Carter and Gildry, like where they've been as far as ranking-wise. They're not getting the ball thrown at their head. How impressed have you been with the secondary, even without Marcus May? They didn't give up a lot of big plays through the air last week.
Well, we talked about it. The kid, Michael Carter, man. You talk about being a kid from Duke who's just poised, scrappy, not afraid of taking on anything and everything that comes his way. And he's about that life. Me and you, Bart, we played in the AFC North, and you being on the defensive side, when you're on those islands by yourself and you got to shut down a number one or number two or shut down a Weapon X type guy, you got to have a certain mentality and you got to be intelligent. And that's what he is, man. You tell he's been around the game a lot. He's a student of it. He has fun playing it. And I'm a fan of just their energy from a secondary as a whole, as a group. Their energy back there, they're not afraid. I mean, you had King Henry sometimes coming downhill with a full head of steam, and those guys were flying at his legs trying to get him down. You know, most guys in the league, they'll make a business decision. They'll wait till the cavalry come before they get a guy like King Henry down. Those young studs don't know no better, so they were just shooting their shot. And that's good to see, because to play defense in the NFL, man, you got to be fearless, and you got to be willing to put your head in that fan and go get it. And those guys are doing it at a high level, and I'm glad they're having success.
Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We got Willie Colon joining us on the Goodyear Hotline. Super Bowl champ, of course, and as you mentioned, AFC North, Pittsburgh Steeler, but also, of course, a New York Jet at heart. Bart is very high on Daniel Jones. He has talked about it. He's talking about the Josh Allen skill set. I'm sure you've heard it before. Do you see – and I think he's had – I mean, you know, Offensive Player of the Week. He has had, I thought, a really strong start to the season for somebody that – you know, for the Giants, it's a question mark. You know, what do you have at quarterback? You got to know. Do you see what Bart's trying to say? Do you see any parallel there of what Daniel Jones can become versus what Bart's saying about Josh Allen?
Yeah, thing about Daniel Jones, man, it's not his lack of ability to make those throws. I think he's doing anything and everything he can to win the game. I think his ability to run the ball is just an asset for them in that offense. He doesn't have enough pieces around him, knowing the offensive line, that can kind of complement what he's trying to get done out there. And I think when you look about Daniel Jones for the future, you can't tell me if he had an offensive line like what the Browns have and how they protect Baker Mayfield, and if he had a legit run game, he won't be in question in talks of how we talk about Josh Allen. So, I'm a fan of him. I've never understood the hate. I mean, Violet, you got to give a guy, you know, his rookie year, you got to kind of give him a mulligan for that. But I'm a fan of him. I think he can become something special. They just have to build around him, and they have to do it now because I think the time's running out for the Giants.
Barton Hine talking to Willie Colon, presented by Progressive.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm working on my homework,
wow.
John. You
Look
know what I'm saying?
You.
Working on my homework. They said I'd never
man,
reset.
That was probably as polished as I ever heard. That was pretty good, bud.
That was hard. That was hard for me to do, too, because I hate being polished. But I tell you what, man, is Big Ben barbecue chicken, man? Like is it,
man,
just a wrap?
So Bart, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. It's been hard to watch, right? And I love Ben, and it's hard for me to cut the cord. Because obviously I have a lot of faith and I have a personal relationship with him. But it's been tough to watch him take the shots he's been taking, have to sit up in a press conference and, you know, pretty much say, hey, I'm going to pick myself up, keep slinging. I don't think they're going to bench him. I don't think that's going to happen. But I do think if the Steelers, for whatever reason, and I see them beating the Broncos and I see them picking this thing back up. But for whatever reason, they fall into a position where they're not in playoff contention. I could see them, you know, looking elsewhere or kind of getting prepared for the future. But I have a lot of faith in Ben. I do. I think he's built a resume, his legacy, what he means to that city and that organization. They got to ride with him. They got to keep going with him. And hopefully he'll pick it up come Sunday. He has a hungry Broncos team coming into town led by Teddy Bridgewater. But I'm not ready to give up on him. I know all the critics are, but, you know, it's been hard. It's been hard to watch, man.
Hey, Willie, just a follow-up, right? Because we've all seen that, remember that comedy skit with Kevin Hart when he was talking about how LeBron, when he was playing with Shaq, and Shaq kept falling. I mean, somebody go help pick Shaq back up. God, Shaq and fell again. And how crazy Shaq fell. Like, you want to share with the people how you felt when Ben was running and he got sacked by the grass, he just slipped and fell?
It looked like me falling over my kid's Legos the other day. It was bad, man. And it was, you know, it's one of those things like when you're so used to Ben being that sandlot type quarterback, right? His nimble, for his quick feet as a big fella, his ability to kind of just, you know, take it and roll. To see him fall in open grass, that's the hard film, you know, and that kind of alludes to what a lot of the critics are yelling at. You know, the fact that he's an aging quarterback and you have those type of clips to back it up. It's rough, but I know the guy's a fighter. I know he takes a lot of pride in his job and his ability to lead that team, and he knows it starts with him. So I'm just going to rest on the fact that he has enough clout and enough, you know, his resume is long enough where you got to believe that he's going to bounce back.
I'm talking with Willie Colon. So let me ask you this, that we have a matchup this weekend, Sunday night, Bills and the Chiefs. This one's in Arrowhead, and if the Bills win this game, does that send a message to the AFC that they're the team to beat?
Um, listen, I don't think anybody will be surprised that the Bills win. I think more people will be surprised if the Chiefs lose. I think it's a situation when you look at Patrick Mahomes and that offense and what they can do and how they can score, and a defense that's been, you know, up and down this year. I think it's cause for concern. You know, have we seen the ceiling when it comes to the Chiefs? And I think Patrick Mahomes is a stud, and he deserves all the credit and the accolades. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills are, you know, do win that game, and if they are kind of the juggernaut of the AFC. I think a lot of people do have high expectations for them, and mm-hmm. Josh Allen and that offensive line and in that defense. So I'm not surprised, and I don't see how you can't take them serious. But I think if they lose, if the Chiefs lose, rather, I think I'd be more concerned about them.
A bigger story on that end of it. Listen, I'll give you a chance now to sound off about the Yankees.
Oh, please. What do you want me to say?
I mean, how are you
feeling? What do you want me to say?
How do you feel about our franchise right now? Bronx Bully. I mean, that's who you are. You got the logo on your truck. What are we doing as we're watching a team like the Rays make a mockery of what the Yankees have become in like $140 million less?
It's tough, right? Because when you look at this team from a whole, you know, when you lose the way they lost and the way this season, you know, kind of transpired, and you know, before we acquired Rizzo, and Gallo, you know, it was the question was like buy or sell, and what was Cashman going to do? And now here we are, you know, it all comes down to Cashman, you know, if he's worthy of being the guy to continue to run that franchise, and what's going to happen with Aaron Boone? I was always a Joe Girardi fan. I've always mm-hmm. been a huge fan of him, not only him playing but managing. And it seemed like the team was more intact and had more of an upside when he was at the helm. And now the baby bombers, you know, the Judge and Stanton, and you know, the cherry on top was supposed to be Garrett Cole. He's underperformed extremely. If you're Garrett Cole, man, you can't play the way he played. It was god awful, man. And it's tough right now because there was so much hopes in Gio and Andujar and those guys just haven't performed well. And now we're out of position right now, where the Yankees don't look like the team we need them to look like. The brand is the brand is being threatened, and the arrow's going down. And what's sad is if Judge and Stan aren't hitting at a high level, the Yankees are stagnant. They're boring.
They are like a team that can't run the ball. Like, that's what they are. Yeah. Like, they're so one-dimensional. They're easy. It's almost like you're too easy to defend. And then if Cole gets hurt, which it looks like he got hurt and he just lost whatever he had, he just had a bad finish to the season. Stop it. That they just are a one-dimensional franchise. They got to change up the game plan, and I just wonder if they'll be able to do that this offseason. Willie, we'll leave it right there, my man. So I'm going to go to IKEA. I'm going to order a pub table. I'm going to have it sent to the SNY studio, and hopefully on Sunday morning I'll get to see you
and a little lumbar,
more comfortable.
And a lumbar pillow.
I'm just going to sit on it. I'm bringing cooler into the set. Just sit on a cooler. At least it's water, though.
I actually like that. I think it'd be a great look.
And Peloton, we need a 17 e-whip.
Yeah, we got to work on that, too. Come on, Peloton. Get this guy a shoe, please. And I got to get you. I got your tag, by the way. We got to hook up on there. Willie, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one. All right. See you, Bart.
All right, Holmes.
Love Willie Colon. Great
Chili
personality.
Willy.
We're
going to get the
great
Chili Willie.
We're
going to get the Chili Willie.
Chili Willie. Yeah, there's no doubt we have to do that. And he joined us again on the Goodyear Hotline. All right, let's grab some more of these Bartstradamus calls, shall we? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Actually, it's Callstradamus.
Yeah.
So let's see. We go now to AJ in Cleveland. AJ.
Oh, how you doing?
Good.
Oh, I just want to say that Baker Mayfield has looked at a man in the mirror, and he will look at Bart right in the eyes and say, eat it. He will have 3 touchdowns and 1 to Odell with 300 yards. And Miles Garrett will make Justin Herbert melt like sherbet in the California sun.
I'm asking him to change his ways.
I like that. AJ.
I'm looking at the
you get the gong, so it said, so it shall be with the voice at all. Well done.
Place, take a look at yourself and make a change.
Hey, I like that. Na, I like na, that. Na, na, na,
na. Come on, man. Get out of here, Baker. You ain't doing nothing.
Well, that was really good. Frank's in the Bronx. Got a question. Go ahead, Frank.
Sherbert.
Hey, first time, long time. I'm a big fan. Love you guys. And Bart, I like your swag.
Appreciate it.
But listen, I'm from the Bronx, Yankees. What do you think about Daniels covering for the Dallas? I'm going to make a nice bet.
I got them winning, bro.
Like, yeah, yeah. A couple of us on the show are all taking the Giants and the points right now.
I think this is a trap game for Dallas. Dallas is a team that always gets overconfident. They're feeling themselves. I think Dak could still play well. But I think, listen, you talk about divisional opponents playing against each other. They know each other extremely well. It's always a tough game when the Giants play Dallas, especially in Jerry's world. You would think that, you know, they would struggle at home, you know, on the road against Dallas. But they always play and show up pretty well, even last year.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I feel like this is – we've been using trap game as a phrase. I don't know if I'd call it a trap game. I just think the Giants might be starting to find themselves, especially Saquon, find themselves. And then Dallas, you know, I mean, they always have those moments where they trip up at just the wrong time. Sydney in Georgia, what do you got for us, Sydney?
I want to talk about George Gordon, the latest acquisition to the Chiefs. And what difference, if there any difference, that he may make in if he gets the chance to play in any other game on this Sunday night?
Well, okay. Yeah, if he gets Josh in the Gordon. Game, yeah, Flash yeah. Gordon, a.k.a. Josh addition. Gordon. Listen, we don't know what Josh Gordon is. He's been in and out of lineups, whether it was the Patriots or it was Seattle, you know, with his demons that he says he has control over, and he's reinvigorated. He's done everything he's supposed to do. He did completed the program with the NFL to get his life back together. But at this point, like what he's supposed to be and what he's supposed to represent is really what Sammy Watkins was, which is a legitimate deep threat, a veteran receiver opposite of Tyreek Hill. As teams are continuing to try and bracket and take Tyreek Hill away, he apologized to his fantasy owners last week because he finally showed up and, you know, showed out with 185 yards. But, you know, teams are going to continue to bracket him and try and double team Kelce, which means it's one-on-one coverage for whoever the opposite receiver is. Harmon hasn't been able to produce at the Sammy Watkins level. Maybe Flash, a.k.a. Josh Gordon, can get it done.
All right, one more. Let's take Will in Virginia. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, what's good, fellas?
How we doing?
Hey. Oh, great, man. I listen to y'all all the time. I'm stuck in traffic here, man, and I want to go back to earlier in the show when y'all were talking about Kyrie, man. I know y'all remain kind of neutral on that, and I'm not a COVID denier. I'm not a vaccine anti-vax, but I just wanted to talk about Kyrie and his desire, man. Like I think about this. My job is telling me you either get the vaccine or you got to find a new job. I'm thinking, you know, I could lose my house if I don't pay the bills. Right. I got to get this vaccine. So I got to do what it takes to make sure my family is provided for. Kyrie is one of the premier talents in the league, man. And he's looking at his boys, James and Kevin. And he's like, yo, we could win a championship this year. But, you know, I'm going to take my limited knowledge of a vaccine and say I'm not doing this because, you know,
well, he hasn't,
I just don't
thing,
feel
Will,
like.
Yeah, and I appreciate what
so
you said
very,
there because.
Fair point. Too.
Yeah, and Will's making a great. And here's the point that Will's making that I want everybody to understand. And I appreciate it, Will, because it's a good one. Regular people can't relate to this.
How important is it to you?
Exactly. No. Regular people, he can afford.
Yeah.
To walk away from money, he can afford because he's made so much. So he has that luxury to do that where regular people can't. So if he's trying to set an example, what example and for who?
Right.
Because most people can't, like Will just said, and thank you, Will, for that. That's the point. It's not a relatable thing you're doing.
Yeah.
A lot of other stuff you do, if you want to protest, if you want to talk about something, it's relatable. This is not.
Right.
Because for everyone else in the world, almost.
Well,
if my boss says you can't work if you don't have, then I got to do it.
Well, this is the thing.
And he has the ability to walk away, and he's doing it. Now, here's one more, and I'll let you go. He also hasn't said anything to tell us what he's doing, why, and all that stuff. It's just saying nothing.
He's saying it's personal, right? So, like, he's
literally leaving it at that.
He doesn't owe his teammates or he doesn't owe the public an explanation.
How do you feel about that?
Or his employer.
You don't owe your teammates something?
Yeah, but yeah, and that's the thing, right? I came here because I believed in you and I trusted you. But this is the thing, right? When you think about, like, it's not just sports, right? Because one thing money can't buy, Kyrie, is a place in the NBA. Right, you either have to be able to comply and be able to play. You can't just go out and join another league. You can, but it won't be the NBA. So this other thing, right? We see this in education too. Like if I want to go to college, I have to be vaccinated. I have to provide my records, and I got to take certain shots. So how important is it to you to get an education? How important it is to you? So really, what we're questioning is his dedication or what his desire is to play the game that he played his entire life that has afforded him to do everything that he is and make him who he is today.
And the key phrase there is afforded him, because I think at this point, if he wanted to walk away, he could. And it doesn't affect him.
But
whereas a lot of people
– how important is the game to you?
Exactly. But again, if the cause meant something to you that much, you walk away, okay, fine. But most people are not able to relate to it. ESPN Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Protecting your small business is a big deal. Cover what you've worked so hard for. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com. Let's dive more into that Jets game, because it's Zach Wilson, the number 2 overall pick, and his performance last week against the Titans was one that you hope is one to build off of. And there might be opportunity, more opportunity for him and the Jets this Sunday in London. We will discuss. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
ESPN Radio on the ESPN app as well. We are brought to you by Goodyear, making the plays that move you forward. Goodyear, more driven. Hey, college football is heating up. Tune in tomorrow night. USC hosts Utah. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and, of course, the ESPN app. The Jets play in London, Bart Scott. Zach Wilson is the number two overall pick. He comes into this game now with some excitement around him after the performance against the Titans. Now, again, the further we get away from the win against the Titans for the Jets, the more we start to blur the reality of it, and it's – oh, but how about that throw and this throw? And we're forgetting about all the other details about it, but that's okay.
Yes, 4 throws.
Yeah, right, okay, right. But if the Falcons, which already they're already not a very good team this year, and they're without
Gage and Calvin and Ridley,
right.
Russell Gage.
So are we looking at this as if you're looking at the Jets and Zach Wilson, you're saying, I need to see more now. I need to see more of what you showed against Tennessee, regardless of who was on the field for them. Because now that's the second game where key offensive pieces are missing.
And their defense.
And the Jet defense has been very good.
Yeah, when you think, well, they're 13th in the league, and they give up some big plays. But, you know, that's because they're on the field so much. Because
very
they
aggressive,
don't win,
too.
That's because they don't win the time of possession battle.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, like, the Falcons' defense has been horrible. That's what got Dan Quinn fired, and they didn't do much in the draft or free agency to improve it. So this should be a game in which the Jets should be able to establish the run, have balance, and then he can show off that beautiful arm off of play action, which is how this offense is designed to run. They haven't been running the ball well at all, and that's what they have to really be able to establish, because that's how you protect a young quarterback, that's how you protect the offensive line, and that's ultimately how you move the ball down the field with multiple strategies.
So the Falcons have given up 128 points already this season. That is the most in the league. And that also includes Seattle, which has played 5 games.
And that's an historically
bad defense, which gives up 126 points. So,
and they worse.
You know, there's opportunity here, Bart, right? There's opportunity mm-hmm. here, and it's a matter now of building off of these games. So for Zach Wilson, what are you looking for? What do you need to see from him to tell you, all right, so it wasn't an aberration last week. Maybe he is starting to find himself.
No, it is an admiration because he didn't do it on purpose, right? Everything was scramble drill. Yes. Everything was off schedule. Oh, I dropped the ball.
Right.
I don't have to think. Just react. I need to see him do it on purpose. I need this offense to set it up to be done on purpose. I need him to hit singles and doubles. Anybody can throw a home run. A blind squirrel gets a nut every blue moon. But, you know, a lot of those throws that he threw up last week were the same ones that he threw up the week before that was intercepted that we were criticizing him about. So I want to see him drop back, three-step drop, ball out, decision made, somebody open, separation. I want to see him drop back, five-step, ball out, right decision. Understand where his reads are. Understand where his check down is. Go through his progressions. Seven-step, big plays, set it up. Balance. I don't want to see him thrown off platform. I want to see his mechanics strong. Oh, it feels good here. I know you
love it. It's something really distracting right now, and that is the blast of hot air after you got up and touched the thermostat. You're having tea. You got the heat on. What are we doing here?
Man, it was cold as hell, man.
It wasn't that cold.
You know, 2:30, they turn the air on, man. No, this building's extreme. It's either cold or hot. Whatever happened to lukewarm?
Completely missing. After this game, you never played in London, did you?
No.
You never experienced that?
Never played in Japan, none of that.
Didn't have any of that stuff overseas?
None of that smoke, none of that.
Why not?
I hate
you. You wouldn't be interested in that?
No. It's a waste. One, you lose a home game, which is crazy.
It's the Falcons' home game.
Right, so you lose a home game. And then two, like you stuck over there and then your bye week is early as hell. Nobody want a bye week five. Like, it ain't even got trick-or-treat now. I'm going to need that rest, and I'm going to need that extra time a little later in the season, man. I need that, like, week 7, week 8, week 10, when the body really hurts.
Is it, though, if you think about it, and again, I'm trying to find the positive. So, Zach Wilson,
it's hot in here.
It's getting ridiculous in here. It's getting hot in here. You have – if Zach Wilson comes up with another good performance – and they get a win. You go into it by feeling kind of good, reset.
Yes, that's
you good come out of it, Patriots.
Yeah,
which
beatable team
are they?
Yes,
but at least maybe a little more ready for them than the last time, right?
It's a rematch. What's up,
Bengals? I guess they're a good team. It's Bengals, Colts.
They can beat
Bills.
They can beat the Patriots. They can beat the Bengals.
It's Bengals, Colts.
They can
Bills.
They can beat the Bengals, and they can beat the Bengals, and they can beat the Patriots.
See, that's why this bye comes at the. Ask me. It's Bengals, Colts, Bills, right? And then it's Dolphins, Texans, Eagles, Saints, Dolphins, Jaguars.
Like I said.
You know what I mean?
What they're going to be like, I told you, they're going to be like, if they should win 7 to 8 games, 8-9 is a win. 8-9 is a good season to build off of. And to make more people want to come here, say, oh, they're building something good. The defense is good. Carl Lawson. They did the right thing. They signed up. They locked up Franklin Myers. They gave him a 4-year deal, $55 million extension.
That happened.
He's 25 years old. Now they have their pass rush that they know can pass rush opposite Carl Lawson when he comes back. Sheldon Rankins. They'll have one of the best defensive lines in the game last year. And C.J. Mosley is as advertised. He's balling.
So why should I believe than what I saw last week in Zach Wilson? Because as you said, those were unscripted plays, unscripted throws. Why should I believe that that wasn't anything more than maybe just dumb luck?
No, I'm still watching.
I didn't say
I believe.
All right.
I'm trying to see if I believe in LaFleur. That's who's on trial right now. For me, it's not about Zach Wilson. It's about LaFleur. Is he good enough to be able to guide a young quarterback into the future? Is he the guy that's going to be tied at the hip when you think about Peyton Manning, you think about Tom Moore?
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you think about Ben Roethlisberger, I think about Bruce Arians. When I think about young quarterbacks, I think about the most famous person, the person that made them famous or the person that became famous was their quarterback's coach or their offensive coordinator. You think about Dak Prescott and his revelation, I think about Kellen Moore, right? I think about Patrick Mahomes, I think about Eric the Enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying, though. So I'm trying to see, is LaFleur a guy that's going to be tied at the hip with Zach Wilson and somebody that can guide him and lead him and put a game plan around him that can make him a star? Because when you talk about Lamar Jackson, it's all about Greg Roman, him devising the offense that accentuates his attributes.
All right, you as a defensive player then, if you're looking at what Mike LaFleur has been doing so far with the Jets, what are you – like,
C-.
how are you
– C minus.
Well, I'm just saying, how are you game planning this? What are you expecting to see then? And is it – is it still a bit amateur? Like, is LaFleur showing his inexperience here, the quarterback?
Absolutely. I mean, he's doing some good things, but a lot of things he isn't doing so well. And what happens is you have to be able to adjust to the adjustment. So if I'm playing the Jets, I'm saying, you know what? This kid, all his big throws come to the right. Guess what I'm doing? I'm blitzing the right side. Our left side, his right side, because that way he won't be able to roll out. I'm going to make him go the other way and try and throw the ball across his body, have to square his shoulders up, because it's a lot harder to throw across your body accurately than it is
Although
to roll out.
Although he did it pro day. His pro day, that was the big throw he threw.
Yeah, how many defenders were on the field?
None.
Okay,
there
exactly.
There weren't any.
Exactly. He was throwing against air.
No, but still, like that's what you're looking to see, right? The adjustments. That's what you want to see. What are you looking at?
The Rose Arena Revolution.
Well, no, that's in another studio.
Oh, okay.
Why?
I thought they was just put me on the jet. I thought they was practicing.
No, not at all. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll continue Callstradamus, and we'll let you get a chance to get a gong if you think your prediction for this weekend is good enough. But the voice is really the part that we want. Like, the voice makes it. Like, we had the caller last segment.
We talked to Eddie Murphy. We didn't talk to Dr. Love.
The previous segment, though, the caller, like, he did a good job. Had the high voice, play on words, Derek Carr becomes Derek Cry.
Yes.
Like, you need all that stuff. That's what we need part of it. So we want you to try your best to outdo Bartstradamus with Callstradamus at 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. We did already make our picks. We are getting ready for this weekend. It's a great sports weekend. It's the baseball playoffs, of course. You've got the fight on Saturday night, Fury Wilder 3, ESPN Plus. We've talked extensively about it. We had Teddy Atlas on, and he told us all the things to look for and what really could be a compelling fight for both fighters and how important it is. So you have that, and obviously week 5 with, to me, you know, along with the first London game, so you have that. So it's a longer day of football, 9:30 a.m. Eastern, all the way up to the Sunday night game. So all day, literally, football, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But that game, again, Bills, Chiefs, most compelling of all of them. And then you want to also see if the Cowboys are ready for what could be a test from the New York Giants in Jerry World. So we'll finish with your calls, and also Mac Jones, sensational against the Bucs Sunday night. Can any other rookie quarterback, as we were just talking about Zach Wilson, and, you know, Trevor Lawrence as well, can any other rookie quarterback begin to close the gap on him as head of this rookie class? See, I know you're making a face, so I know we got to hear what you have to say coming up next. Spartan Hunt, ESPN Radio, and, of course, on the ESPN app.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
It is
so
though.
Hot in her.
It's hot in her. Did you even lower the temperature?
No, I did. I got to do the squirrel. You got to think. I heard this for 7 years. I had Reagan come out to his highlight. We were just his backup dancers. We're the back.
Oh, Ray. you were the pips.
I used to crack up, man. Because
you
teams,
were the miracles.
I watch teams all the time. They didn't know how to deal with it, so they knew that their fans or their teammates grew up watching it if they were younger and they liked it. But then now you're supposed to hate it. So guys like Willie and stuff like that, they just like, that's the Steelers when you come out, the whole team turning back. Then that's how we know you love it, because you turning your back. Like, you can't even like just, all right, just go ahead and let them do what he gonna do.
Yeah.
Like, they gotta like, and then what happened is we went to like turf for a couple of seasons. They used to bring out real sod that was cut so he can have real dirt. He was a dirt.
Ray Lewis.
It used to be so funny, man.
Yeah.
It used to be him, Dawkins.
I need a video.
Him and Dawkins probably came. Like, but people always, like, when he used to be, any dogs in the house, hey, yeah. What time is your game? So, like, we used to always laugh. The new dudes, they'd be so into it. And, like, I was always the one in the back. They'd be like, bro, why you be looking like that when he be saying that? I'd be like, man, can we get
can start? We just play?
I'd be in the back like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rough.
Yeah, so, like.
Yeah, you got it got old with you quick.
I was MC Buzzkill.
DJ Killigrew.
Or Shallow Grave.
You know what? We have something for the listeners here. We want to get your opinion at Bart and Han, because we were just talking about this. As you know, when Bart does Bartstradamus, he does the Paul Bearer voice, which is really funny. And we were watching the whole documentary of Paul Bearer and The Undertaker and the characters and stuff. And we were trying to come up with, because Bart really wanted to do. You want to be a wrestler. You know you do.
I did. If I didn't have fear of blowing out my quad, my ACL, and all that stuff, like those dudes are beat up. I remember when I wrestled with Hulk Hogan. Like, before we did the actual match that night, and he kind of went in because he was going to go in later, he had just had back surgery, so he's having to figure out if he was healthy enough to get in and out of the ring without hurting himself, because he had shrunk 2 inches. He was 6'4", but he's really 6'6", but his spine had compressed for him doing all those leg drops.
Yeah.
So he had to have back surgery, and they finally stretched him back out to where he's supposed to be.
The inversion table, baby. Yeah. It works. All right, so the idea is this, is we were thinking maybe Bart Scott could become Shallow Graves.
Oh, yes. You're not worthy of 6 feet deep. I buried you at 3 just in case the hyenas and the wolves want to dig you up and desecrate your body. Yes.
Shallow Graves. Would you be a fan of that wrestler? All right. At Bart and Hahn. Meanwhile, let's get back to the Bart and Hahn. The Dr. Pepper call in line, Barton on Nation, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Pat, New Jersey, disagrees with you about something, Bart. Go ahead, Pat.
Sure, Pat. What do you got to disagree about, man?
Bart, man, I usually agree with you with everything you say, man, because I'm an ex-player like you. But I can't see the Giants beating the Cowboys. I'll tell you why, and I'll give you 2 horrible Giants stats.
Okay.
1, the Giants passed up on Micah Parsons, and they're going to suffer for it. No one's talked about it. Mm. I was watching a draft with my brothers, and I'm like, the Giants got to take a linebacker.
They got Blake Martinez.
Passed on Micah Parsons.
Blake Martinez just gave all that cheese on his taco, man. They can't pay everybody. Well, I understand what you're saying, but you know, to me, and honestly, I think when it's all said and done, I think Michael Parsons getting all the limelight. I think I love the kid in Kansas City, and my favorite is Zaven Collins. I think he's going to be better than Parsons because he's better in pass coverage. He's 6'5", 260, and he's a guy that can cover, blitz, and rush from the edge.
I've got a better reason. The Cowboys just have dominated the Giants. 12-4 against the Giants since 2013. It's their best winning percentage, .750. Versus any team they faced at least 5 times in that span. So yeah, they have owned the Giants.
Yeah, how close have those games been, though? Very close, down to the wire.
Well, that's true. If you're going with this point spread and you're taking the Giants and the points, then yeah, you just want it to be a close game.
And listen,
I do not have those numbers. Mike is in Tennessee. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And Bart, I never disagree with you. Might disagree with Keyshawn a lot, but I never disagree with you. But hey, I got a notes and dramas.
Go ahead.
For the Giants and the Cowboys game. So this is what I got for you. So as Daniel fails his last name as he tries to keep up with Jerry Jones's, CeeDee Lamb leads the G-men to the slaughter as Dak gets a big L against the judges, Little Giants.
Oh, you called him Little Giants, man. Oh, you went deep. You went deep with the whole movie, Little Giants.
He went in though, and I like that he used the voice. Mike, well done. You got a gong for that one. See, that's what Calstradamus. That's how you play the game. I like that.
And CD Lamb.
And he also had his, you know, he's from Tennessee, so he had a little twang in his voice too. Right. It was kind of good.
I want some Maker's Mark now. You know what I'm saying?
You want some Maker's Mark?
It's Maker's Mark that's from Tennessee, right? Because Kentucky bourbon is something else. Maker's Mark is Tennessee.
I thought, isn't that Jack Daniels?
Kentucky.
That's
Kentucky. Tennessee is Maker's Mark.
Yeah, is it? Okay. Yeah, that's good to know. We got a lot going on this weekend. We got the fight. You've got some great college football, Penn State, Iowa. You've got the baseball playoffs. Everything. Enjoy it, everybody. And Bart, I'll see you on Monday.
Ahala.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.